Good morning, CJ.
How are things?
How are you doing today?
Wonderful.
Oh, good. Yeah, life is good. I'm so glad. I want to talk about, which is actually a good segue, because I want to talk about helping ourselves through tough times. And that means different things to different. You and I talked about this in the studio when we weren't on air last week,
mm-hmm.
about how when stress happens or someone pushes our button, we are imperfect at responding to some of this stuff. And how do we tolerate or embrace ourselves when we're not at our best self? I remember when I started doing the show called The Best of Ourselves, a friend of mine said, well, I'm the best of myself when I can tolerate the worst of myself. And I think there's a lot of wisdom to...
Oh, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. You're back.
Okay. I blacked off, huh?
You
okay.
Dropped out just for a minute there.
All right. Well, I'm going to talk about what happens when we get our buttons pushed or when we're really stressed. I don't know how it manifests in you, but in me, I tend to get judging. I'll blame other people for pushing my button as if they should be perfect or be more skillful or different. I'll get righteous or I will beat myself up.
Oh, sounds just like me.
You know, yeah, I don't think we're alone on this. I know we're not alone on this. And the interesting thing is, because it's so painful to look at my own flaws, if I don't do it and I put all of my energy on how others should be different and they should have pushed my button and it shouldn't be this way, I can stagnate as a person because I don't look at my part. I don't look at, you know, what is it in me that's going on here. And so I turn to, because I've had this... series of interactions with somebody in the last couple of months that has been really difficult for me. You know, there's some buttons that are like little light pushes, and there's some buttons where it gets stuck. This button pusher and I were such that I've just gotten stuck. I have noticed myself saying bad things about her, and I think, well, what is that about? And so I turned to a book that I have talked about before. It's Self-Compassion by Kristen Neff. And she's a researcher, and she talks about how important it is, as a matter of fact, how much better than self-esteem it is to learn how to be compassionate with ourselves. I mean, you know, if you had a friend going through a tough time, you would say, oh, you know, I so understand. It must be tough. But do we do that for ourselves?
No.
No. And so what would it be like if we were able to really honestly look at our part, our flaws, without being incredibly harsh? Because I know when I do, I feel like such a loser. It's like, you know that feeling.
I do.
Like, I should know better. I should know better. What is wrong with me? Matter of fact, I do radio shows on this stuff. What is wrong with me? So, you know, you can really get into that loser. And then because of that, I am not able to really, really compassionately look at myself and tolerate my imperfections. So what happens if I stop judging myself altogether? Well, I mean, really, really, what do we get from this, CJ? What do we get from beating ourselves up? I can't quite figure that out. Am I afraid I'll get complacent? You know, I'll not be as good of a person because I'm tolerating that I'm imperfect?
I don't think so. I think it's almost like we're wired. There isn't that much thought that goes into it. It is just the default position, you know?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
It's reflex.
Yeah.
It's reflex. And we certainly have a lot of practice on it. And based on the research on shame, we all have these things. We all have these triggers.
Mm-hmm.
Fear that we're not enough in some way.
Yep.
So the thing is, the opposite is true. If we can learn, and we can. I just love, and I feel so blessed to have done the readings that I've done over the last couple of years, that I really know we can change the channel. We are not doomed to be driven by our reflexive patterns. We really can change it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can find a way, A, to notice that we're hooked. And again, usually it hooks, either we're judging somebody else or we're judging ourselves. And be compassionate with ourselves around that, which is different than self-pity. I just want to do a little caveat. Self-pity is poor me, look what happened, as opposed to self-compassion, which is, this is tough. Compassionate means to suffer with. So you understand and appreciate that you're hurting. And it's not that, you know, you're a victim or anything like that.
Yeah.
So if I notice it, that's the first thing. You know, if I notice I'm beating myself up, If I notice that I'm judging or being harsh about somebody else not being as skillful as I would script them to be, that's a start. And noticing that, and then knowing that I can come back to a more grounded place.
Mm-hmm.
Once I had that belief, which neuroscience, psychologists, all kinds of sports, there's all kinds of teachers out there to say, you don't have to get knocked off because you weren't skillful. You were judging or less than skillful in mm-hmm. how you responded to that stressful
yep.
thing. So noticing it, does that help you when you just start noticing, oh, look what I'm doing to myself?
Oh, yeah, and sometimes it has to go way down the line. It has to be really, really painful
yeah.
before
it
you
does.
Stop. It does. So
it does. I
had discovered a book that I'm going to share. You probably have already read it. Sylvia Boorman. She's I don't know what her age is. She sounds, I've heard her on an interview, she sounds to be in her 70s or something, but she is she's a Buddhist and she's Jewish and she sounds like this wonderful grandmother
yes.
and she's a psychotherapist
yes.
and she's all these things
yes.
that I want to just have around all the time. But I'm reading her book called Happiness is an Inside Job. And
mm-hmm.
she talks about this unquiet mind and how you do go to the beat yourself up phase and all this kind of stuff. And she's got this little phrase that I've been trying to use as a little mantra when I start going down that path. And it's, sweetheart, you're in pain. Take a breath. You know, calm down. Think about what's happening. And then you'll figure out what to do. And all those little parts of it are great because the sweetheart part gets you into that place of you're going to take care of yourself. You know, you're going to stop beating yourself up for a moment. The deep breath just quiets the mind and the body and the relax for a minute helps your mind sort of clarify so that you can actually look at what's going on rather than just be in that phobic or, you know, responsive mode. And then knowing that once you get to a little clarity, peacefulness in the mind, that you can actually figure out what to do. I mean, all of those simple little instructions, all those simple little words in there just are fabulous. And
it's brilliant. And you're in pain because
just
acknowledging it is huge. I often put my hand on my heart, just like,
yeah.
you know, okay, they're there. You know, it's just a little bit of self-comforting. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
I actually read that sort of the sweetheart part of that is that if we actually even hug ourselves, it's the same physiological response if somebody else gives us a hug. So for somebody else to give us a hug, we can sit there and, you know, give ourselves a hug. Even if you're in a meeting, you can squeeze yourself lightly, you know. I love that. And that's exactly the self-compassion that Kristen Neff's talking about as well.
Yep.
And the other thing you can do if you can't do it for yourself, if you just can't get there, if you can't do the sweetheart, if you can't do the deep breath, if you can't acknowledge the pain, if you could call a trusted friend, and a trusted friend who won't go to the pity, who won't go into ain't it awful or blaming, but who will just really listen and do and help you find your way to that phrase.
Yeah.
And that's what I had to do because I was so deeply hooked. And like you said, I sometimes did get far down the road here before you even notice what's going on. And I called a trusted friend. I said, okay, help me find my way back to self-compassion.
Nice.
And she did. And so it's got to be someone that you really can be vulnerable with and
mm-hmm.
you're not going to feel judged by.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about all of these things, it helps to practice and to be very patient with yourself when you forget the practice.
Mm.
That's another opportunity to practice. And because we're all imperfect, which is painful, which causes suffering, we have plenty of opportunity to practice.
Yeah.
So how do I become the best of myself is to find a way to be resilient and supportive of myself when I'm not my best.
There you go. Thanks,
Marcia.
I love
that book you brought in, CJ. Thank you so much.
All right.
Take care.
Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.